Welcome to Hollywood, Minnesota, the show that looks at the links between the land of 10,000 lakes and the motion picture industry. This show aims to highlight the way cinema is a part of Minnesota's artistic and cultural heritage through interviews with local filmmakers and film festival coordinators, as well as profiles of Hollywood figures with Minnesota roots. On today's edition of Hollywood, Minnesota, I will be speaking to Kurt Gensmer, the president and rescue chief of Rescue Resources, a Minnesota-based company that provides medical assistance on television and motion picture productions. Kurt, thank you very much for joining me today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So let's start with your background in emergency services. You've been in this field for over 30 years. How did you get your start?
Well, I started right out of high school and went into training for law enforcement. And when I was doing my internship in Minneapolis, I'd see the big red truck go by, so I kind of switched gears and went into firefighting. I was with the Bloomington Rescue for 15 years and served as rescuer, lieutenant, captain, and a training officer. Then I started teaching, and I was lead instructor for the Hennepin Technical College and Minnesota State Fire School. And then kind of went to a point where I was selling equipment and came here, Rescue Resources.
So how did you come to Rescue Resources?
Well, actually, I own Rescue Resources. How it started, though, was, as I said, I was teaching for the Hennepin Technical College and State Fire School, and I was also selling equipment. This is back about 1980-something, late 80s. This was before there were what they called technical rescue teams. And some of the local fire departments approached me about if they had someone who was trapped on a water tower or in a confined space, could they call me? And could me and some of the instructors come and help? And it just kind of turned into we started a company called Rescue Resources, and it's kind of evolved from there. Our primary job is we provide rescue teams to stand by at work locations where there's hazardous work being done, whether they're working up on towers, they're working in confined spaces. Usually where OSHA says that you have to have a rescue team on site in case something goes south.
I see. So how did motion pictures come into this?
You know, I get asked that a lot, and I honestly can't even tell you how it all started, how we got involved, who I talked to, but I can tell you that the very first production I ever worked was a Coca-Cola commercial called Sasha, and it was a week-long filming process, and it was only going to air once during the Olympics the following year and never be seen again. And from that point on, it just, the phone calls started coming in, and, you know, we were applying for some of the movie jobs that were coming into town, and because we didn't have a lot of experience, we weren't getting used. And eventually we started getting used and more, and here we are today.
So what specific services does Rescue Resources provide on a movie set?
Well, foremost were the set or construction set, medical and first aid. We do safety. We also do, if they're going to be doing stunts that involve any fire or anything, we'll provide the fire suppression if they need a fire truck with a fire crew. We've done high-level rope rescue standby stuff for scenes where they're working on the edge of cliffs and things like that. And we also do water rescue, safety.
So why don't you take me through the process of working with the film crew? How do you begin your relationship with the production company?
Well, first comes the call from either the production supervisor or the unit production manager asking about our rates and our availability. And once we get through that, there'll be a meeting, and we'll go in and talk about what's going to be filmed and what their expectations are from concerning us. And from that point on, then it's pre-production meetings and just kind of going through the whole process with them and how we're going to be involved.
So when you're brought on board to a film production, what kinds of things are you most concerned about?
Wow. Well, you know, obviously we're concerned about stunts and any kind of special effects, if they're going to be doing that. But the main things are we're looking for the talent. Do they have any health issues that we need to be aware of? We want to know if there's going to be any children on set. Are they going to have someone who's responsible for them, a guardian that can sign off for any kind of medical treatment? What locations they're going to be filming at? Any kind of hazards? If they're going to be using any kind of products, do they have the proper documentation for it? Is there going to be any compliance issues with OSHA or anything like that? And pretty much that's the main things we're looking for.
So it sounds like you're kind of the buffer between an organization like OSHA and the film crew.
Yeah. We're there to make sure that everyone is going to be safe, that things are done in compliance with any of the governing agencies that, you know, would have jurisdiction.
So do you preview scripts before they're shot?
Oh, yeah.
And then what do you look for?
What we're looking for is, well, actually, we the first things I'll ask for is I want to get scripts, any one-line schedules that they've got, shooting schedules, crew lists, talents lists, things like that. And what I'm looking for is any days that we may need to have additional crew members on site, on set, such as medics, or if we need special equipment. If they're going to be at locations that maybe there are special issues or hazards associated with it, that they're not aware of because they're from out of town, we can bring them up to snuff on that. And, you know, if we need to notify or advise any local emergency services of our presence, that we're going to be there, if something happens, what they can expect to come on, as far as we're going to be there providing treatment, and we'll turn it over to them, but what they can expect to see.
So while you're on the set, what are you up to?
Well, most people would say that if you're looking for craft services, look for the medic. But other than that, we're one of the first ones on set. We're going to go around and check with crew and actors and see if there's any special needs that they have. Do they need any kind of over-the-counter medications? You get a lot of people who want to have vitamin D shots, so we'll administer that, or if they have any allergy shots or anything like that that we need to deal with, we'll take care of that. Most of the time, we do sit around or stand, and then if we're called, one thing that we always do is we go to whoever called us. We don't want them to come looking for us, because then that's time away from their job, and depending on who it is, it could shut down production momentarily while they're looking for us. So if the camera operator calls and says, I've got a headache, I need some aspirin, they're not going to find us. We're going to go to them. We'll bring water. We'll bring whatever they need. And that way they can just continue to work. Pretty much that's it. That's what we do. If we need to coordinate with any of the stunt coordinators or anything like that, then we'll do that as far as special needs.
Are you actively involved in staging the action or carrying out stunts?
In as much as if they need to have fire suppression or a rescue crew for high level or water rescue standing by near them, yes. But as far as actual setting up with the stunt or anything like that, that's their job. That's what they do. We just kind of watch over it, make sure they stay safe. That's about it.
So let's go through some of the feature films that Rescue Resources has been involved with. One of your first features was The Mighty Ducks. What kind of things did you have to do on that shoot, and what do you remember from that film?
Actually, there was another set medic that was working that, and they needed some days off, and so they hired us to come in, and towards the end, we pretty much took over. I'm not sure why, what happened, but we ended up with it. I just remember, of all the movies, if we had to start with a movie, that was a good one because the crew was wonderful. The cast was absolutely wonderful to work with. It was just a very pleasurable experience for a first time.
All right. You were also involved with the Grumpy Old Man films.
Well, the thing with the Grumpy Old Men is that we were initially hired, and we were hired to do construction, and then some safety issues prior to the filming. We were doing pre-production meetings, and there were some safety issues that we were addressing with the production company, and they didn't necessarily want to hear what we had to say. And so the decision on our part was made to bow out because we didn't want our name involved should something happen.
Mm. Can you elaborate on what those issues were?
They were working on water, and there were some water rescue, you know, water safety, water rescue issues, and they just didn't feel that it was needed or necessary. And, you know, our experience was, yeah, it was. So, yeah, we pretty much decided that we didn't want to be involved with it. So then when they came back, same exact thing happened all over again. They hired us, we did construction, and then same issues came up, so we just bowed out again.
Another feature involved was the motion picture Agnes.
Oh, yeah, Agnes. They did just the scenes from Minnesota that were here. They were here for a couple weeks. It was a really busy time for us. We were working a number of commercials, TV shows, and films simultaneously, or coming off of one, going right onto the other. It was just nice. It was working with kids, and we got to know the teacher who they brought in from California, and we got to know her real well, and she was responsible for making sure that we got on some of the other films that were done here because she liked how we worked with the kids and, yeah, just the professionalism of our crew.
Another Minnesota production you worked on was Mallrats. Now, that takes place primarily at the Mall of America.
Actually, it was Eden Prairie.
Oh, okay.
The Eden Prairie Mall, yep.
So were there challenges to working specifically in a mall?
Actually, it was probably the easier of them. I only worked a couple of days because I was working primarily on Fargo, and so I had one of my other medics as the a key set medic there. No, it was pretty nice because it was just you knew where you were going pretty much every single day. You knew what was there. It was pretty much a closed set, so it was really kind of nice.
Well, you mentioned Fargo. You've done several Coen Brothers features, Fargo, Serious Man, and Inside Llewyn Davis.
Yeah.
How were those productions?
The best. The Coen Brothers are just a joy to work with and for. They just really in tune with the crew, very concerned about how the crew is, how the talent is. They're fun to work with. So, yeah, that was just very enjoyable.
Well, you mentioned the dangers of shooting on the water with Grumpy Old Man. If a lot of Fargo takes place outside, were there concerns that you had about that?
Well, there was concerns with the cold, obviously, but the Coen brothers and the producers were very concerned about safety, and that was foremost. You know, every day we'd have safety meetings. We were advised ahead of time if we were going to be outside, so we'd make sure that there were blankets and areas where the actors could come in and warm up when they needed to. So, no, that it was challenging because of some of the remote areas we were in, but it was real nice to work on because of the concern for safety and of the crew and the actors.
Another Minnesota-based production was Mystery Science Theater 3000, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious. This doesn't seem to me as a high risk shoot, but what did you do on this one?
Well, if you knew the cast of Mystery Science Theater 3000, you'd have a different opinion. It was a wild bunch. No, it was really that was a fun one, and they involve everybody. So we were the set medics, but we were behind the scenes helping with props and everything else. It was a small crew. Not sure why they felt that they needed to have a medic there, but obviously very glad that they did. The gal that was in the unit production manager had hired us for the movie The Cure, got to know her from there, and then she just wanted to make sure there was a medic there in case something ever happened.
You also worked on the Arnold Schwarzenegger picture, Jingle All the Way.
Yep.
What was that experience like?
That was different. It was a lot of the crew, including out-of-state crew that had worked on Mighty Ducks 3. So we had already worked with them. We knew them. We gelled real nice. It was interesting in the fact that you had such high-profile talent that was there. So everywhere you went, there were crowds of people that wanted to get to these people. And you had to be real careful about what you said and didn't say and who you talked to and who you didn't talk to.
Can you elaborate on that? In what respect?
Well, you know, there's going to be, you're going to get people from tabloids that want to know, you know, what does Arnold eat for breakfast? You know, and you just had to keep your distance from them, know who you could talk to and who you couldn't talk to. But other than that, I mean, it was a nice experience, good people to work with.
You also worked on the film Drop Dead Gorgeous, and I'm curious to hear you comment on this film, since I had talked to a location manager who had some interesting things to say about fire on the set.
Yes. The nice thing about Drop Dead Gorgeous is that they brought in their safety person from California. And so they came in. I got a phone call from them. We discussed ahead of time what the stunts and the gags were going to be, what we would need as far as fire suppression and safety. And so, you know, we brought in a crew, and we managed fire extinguishers, had them strategically placed all around, first aid equipment, especially burn treatment equipment, strategically placed around. And, you know, it was hectic. It was a long shoot, but let us kind of shine a little bit, you know, helping out with, they'd start the fire and we'd have to put it out so they could start it again. We had the same experience with Here on Earth when they filmed that here, because they built a structure down in Welsh with the purpose of burning it down. And the issues we had was, first of all, the local fire departments weren't going to be able to help them out, but the other problem was production company was responsible for all the structures in the town of Welsh. So if something happened, they had to provide fire protection, make sure nothing else caught on fire. So we brought in some fire vehicles and crew and did what we could to keep the town of Welsh safe. The other interesting thing about that was they would start the fire and then we would have to put it out but not drench it, because they'd want to change the camera positions and restart the fire again. And we had to do that a number of times. So yeah, it was interesting for us.
Filmmaking is expensive and safety is time-consuming. It seems to me that there must be an inherent tension on the set between the urgency to get the work done. Have you had to voice safety concerns on movie sets?
You know, my experience with productions here in Minnesota with regards to safety has been very positive. I can say that honestly. I can only think of once where we worked a production and had to express a strong concern for crew safety working alongside a highway. And it pretty much fell on deaf ears. And unfortunately, Instant Karma stepped up, and we had a crew member that was hit by a vehicle. We had to call in for an ambulance and had to be transported to an ER, spend some time in the hospital. That was the only time, and obviously after that, things changed. They paid attention more to what we had to say. But no, usually it's every production we've worked on, safety is upmost. We have safety meetings in the morning, and we go over things time and time again until we all know what we're doing to make sure things are done safely. So I have to say my experience has been a real positive one.
One of the big stories in the entertainment world right now has been the death of a camera operator on the set of the movie Midnight Rider, which was shooting in Georgia. The accident has resulted in criminal charges against members of the crew. Some of the reporting on this has indicated that it's quite normal for safety regulations to be ignored on movie sets. I'm curious about your thoughts on this.
Again, except for that one time, I really can't think of any time that they just blatantly ignored safety. In fact, time and time again, different productions, they would ask me or some of the other medics, is there anything we need to be looking out for? Do you have any concerns, from pre-production meetings all the way up to the day we shoot, they'll ask, okay, here we are. Do we need to look at anything? Is there anything that you see that we need to address? I haven't been part of that. I mean, I haven't seen it, so except for that one time.
What would movie audiences be surprised to find out about your field of work?
Well, that the job actually exists. I guess just how involved we really are with the actual production. You know, it's not just they hire a medic and they sit off in the distance and never have any kind of relationship with anybody. We are very involved with every aspect of production, whether it's construction, if they have a talent camp where they have to train the kids how to skate, we're involved with that. We're even involved with things like craft services, you know, to make sure that they're serving the food properly so that they're not spreading germs or anything like that, especially in flu season, because if you get one person that has the flu, they go to the M&Ms with their dirty fingers, and then you got other people. Now you got a whole crew that's down with the flu, and production's going to slow down. So I guess that'd be the thing that people would be most amazed about what we do, is that we're actually very involved.
The films that we've talked about today are primarily Hollywood productions. Have you been involved with smaller or independent features?
Yes.
And how is that different?
Well, a number of things. First of all, smaller budget. Crews are smaller. And I got to say, if there's going to be a time that there's going to be a blind eye turned to safety, it's going to be with the smaller independents.
So how do you negotiate with that on set? Is it different in the working with independent filmmakers?
You know, if we have a problem or we see a problem, we're going to voice it. If they're going to ignore it, we're going to document it. We'll let them know we're going to document it. That way kind of forces them to take a strong look at it because they know if something happens, somebody already brought it to their attention. A lot of times what will happen, we'll bring up a safety issue. You know, let's say at the end of the week we know we're going to be doing a stunt. We'll bring up a safety issue. They'll find a different way to do it so that kind of eliminates the safety issue. They'll engineer it so that it's not there, which I respect. That to me, is fine. But again, if it's going to happen, if there's going to be someone ignoring a safety issue, you're going to see it on the independents, the smaller ones.
Hmm. Last question for today. What does Minnesota have to offer to filmmakers?
Oh, boy. Experience. Professionalism. We've got some of the best crews here. You know, we've got guys that have worked a lot of movies, a lot of different productions, and they're good. You know, I've heard from some out-of-town production companies where they have said that their concern is that they're coming and you've got an inexperienced crew, and that's going to slow things down because they're learning on the job. That's not the case here. We still have a lot of people here that are very experienced in what they're doing.
That concludes this edition of Hollywood, Minnesota. Thank you to Kurt Gensmer of Rescue Resources for speaking with me today. You can find out more about the company online at rescueresources.com. This program is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm Nathan Wardinsky, and be sure to join me next week for another edition of Hollywood, Minnesota.